Anya! We have been ordered to battle each other to the death by the glorious oracle that gives us life! There will be no quarter given!
None shall be asked.
It is my honor to fight you in this arena. I can see that you are a true warrior.
I wish the oracle in its infinite wisdom had not seen fit to pit us against each other. I would have preferred to call you my ally rather than my enemy.
Shusia held her hand up for quiet.
When the signal is given, we will come out and not stop until one of us is dead.
I understand. Are there any rules?
There are none.
So be it.
Have you any final words before we begin?
I would ask one thing, that you let my friends go regardless of the outcome of this battle. We have abided by your laws and the wishes of your oracle, but my friends do not deserve to be imprisoned here any longer than is necessary for us to battle.
There is the final condition that must be met. One of your people must remain here. The others will be free to go, no matter the outcome. You have my word. As ruler of the Zhao.
And if you are defeated in battle, will your successor honor your wishes?
In the unlikely event that that happens, my successor will indeed honor my final edict.
Then the time for talking is finished.
It is. Good luck to you, Anya. Close the ports.
Behind Anya, the opening to the arena slid shut. Steeling herself, Anya summoned the sword. Shusia brought out a larger and longer version of the triple-barbed spear that Anya had seen in the painting. She spun the spear as she stalked across the floor toward Anya. Anya kept the sword up in front of her.
Yeah!
Shusia leaped into the air. The butt of the spear slammed into Anya's ankle, knocking her flat on her back. She rolled and came up just as Shusia spun the spear, stabbing straight down with the tip. The spear shaft held. Anya redoubled her attack. But Shusia flipped the spear up and brought the butt down on the back of Anya's head. Anya fought off the encroaching loss of consciousness. She flicked her blade up and felt it cut Shusia's left arm above the wrist. But Shusia only smiled. Anya looked and saw the armor instantly seal itself up again. Shusia leaped away and immediately flipped the spear over so its point faced Anya. Then she charged and jabbed at Anya again and again. Anya backpedaled away, parrying each thrust. Anya feigned a downward cut. Shusia sidestepped and swung the spear down, but Anya pivoted and sliced in a wide horizontal arc at Shusia. The edge of Anya's blade cut into the armor again, and she saw more blood flow. But just as quickly, the armor resealed itself, and any blood vanished from sight.
The Oracle gives us many things, including this incredible suit of armor.
Nice of you to offer me one of those.
I think your time is almost at an end, Anya. It has been my honor to battle you.
Anya felt the metallic head of the spear pierce her side, turn, and then rip outward. Anya sank to one knee, clutching her side. Sweat ran down her face. Anya was losing a lot of blood. It ran all over her hands, pooling around her feet. The sword dropped to her side. Anya tried to flush her system with oxygen, tried to energize herself, but she felt weak. Shusia sensed an opening. At the last minute, Anya rolled and brought up the sword. Shusia ran right onto the blade. Shusia slid down until her face was mere inches from Anya's. Shusia's eyes went completely black, but a smile played across her face. Anya rolled Shusia off and got to her feet. In the next instant, she collapsed next to the prone form of Shusia. It was over. Hans rushed out of the stands.
Anya?
I'm losing a lot of blood. I need to get bandaged up or I'm gonna die.
Hans clamped a hand over the wound and waved to the rest of the team.
Quick, get down here and give me a hand!
Anya heard him giving orders. but her world was drifting away. Shusia lay on the ground, an ever-widening pool of blood spilling out of her armor. The blackness came again for Anya, and she succumbed.